Hello and welcome to your Rate My League preview show, Get a Life Football League. I'm Andy Goldstein, joined by Derek Jones. Derek, we have a 12-team IDP standard scoring dynasty league, and Rob bought the show, so thanks to Rob.
Well, Rob, thank you. I'm a little dubious of IDP leagues, but it's okay.
Dubious. There is a lot to get to here. Get a Life Football League. Do you think they're telling us to get a life? Because I feel like I have a life.
They may be by the end of the show.
Lots to talk about. One quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver, one tight end, three flex, one kicker, one DL, one linebacker, one defensive back, and one IDP flex spot. I do want to warn Get a Life Football League that while we have rankings and breakdowns and metrics and all these things going on, I don't actually have IDP factored into like the overall team rankings. So we'll have to eyeball that a little bit, Derek, with our shrewd ability. This is why we're pros at this, because we can do some of that on the fly a little bit. But yeah, it's not I'll say it's not our specialty, IDP, but we will talk about it. We will delve into that. And Rob wrote in to say that, well, he basically said a note about the first team we're going to, spoiler alert, the first team that we're going to look at, which is Grapevine Grinders. They're new to the league, or the owner is new to the league. So we will be kind, as kind as we can be.
Well, I've started looking.
Oh, boy. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to count down 12 to 1. And I believe, is there just one division here? I can't. No, I think there's two divisions. Two divisions. Yeah. So we're going to count down. We'll talk about that a little bit. And yeah, so we'll talk about total redraft value. We'll talk about starter redraft value. We'll talk about total dynasty value. We'll talk about our own opinions of the teams, but the rankings mainly come from those consensus values. It's really just our opinions that kind of change the maybe if the, you can think of our opinions as tiebreakers, almost sort of minor changes to the overall rankings here, but pretty much it's going to go by consensus expert opinions. And we'll talk about the team, some rookies. If there's trades, we'll talk about some trades. I'm not sure there were any trades. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do have some trades. So we'll talk about that, too. You good? You ready?
I'm ready.
12 teams to get to. Number 12, Grapevine Grinders from the Bakersfield Division. And, Derek, this team is in a pickle.
Yeah, it is an atrocity from wow. from top to bottom.
So that's you being gentle.
Yes, they have, by my count, one player, and I'll see if you get this. They have one legit top 10 position player, correct?
Yes, that would be Evan Engram.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's it. That's horrible.
It's not great. Actually, I will be honest, or at least, you know, that's on the offensive side of the ball. They do have Landon Collins at defensive back, the number one probably, or one of the top defensive backs. There's kind of three top defensive backs, I guess.
They have analytics Trey Flowers
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, he's top 10. So IDP, there's something to write home about here. But yes, on the offensive side of the ball, you are looking at, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but this is the lowest ranked team out of any league that we've looked at so far. They have a team score. The team score is out of 10. The team score is 1.51, which is unfortunate. It's not great. But how about, let's put a positive spin on things. And let's talk about what can go right here, Derek.
Well, you get Julian Edelman back.
Yep, he's back.
Around week 5.
Standard scoring, though, so that hurts a little bit.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is going to be good at football, probably.
Is Aaron Rodgers here?
No. But Randall Cobb, I mean, that should help Randall Cobb's numbers if Rodgers stays on the field.
Yes.
Can you tell I'm stretching here?
This team also did not have a first or second round draft pick this year. They picked up Dante Pettis in the third round.
Now, why is that? See, this guy, that you said this is a first-time owner, right?
Well, it's a new – he or she is new to the league this year. Just took over the team. So, this is an orphaned team. Really, our disdain should be for the previous owner who really did not do a great job.
Who looks to be one of the worst owners in the history of fantasy football. Did you ever see the movie The Money Pit?
Yes, with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, this is what this team reminds me of. That, like,
the fantasy football version of The Money Pit.
Yeah, like, you're super duper happy and excited about going into a fantasy football season. Like, oh, I'm a part of a league. This is gonna be really cool. Oh, here's your team. And you look at your team, you're like, man, this blows. I'm gonna lose every week.
Total redraft value. I'm not even gonna say the actual value. So all these values are out of $200, like a $200 auction cap, and they are below that. They are significantly below that. They rank 12th in total redraft value, starter redraft value, dynasty value. They actually lose dynasty value compared to redraft value. They rank 12th in all of our rankings, and they have a team score of 1.51. And the only good thing, we are going to do what we call helmet stickers, Derek, which are kind of like achievements. If you play video games, you know what achievements are. You get them for doing things. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're bad. Sometimes they're kind of neutral, but fun, hopefully. So we have two here. The first one is the Marvin Lewis sticker.
Let me state this again. Marvin Lewis, in 14 years, has never won one playoff game.
And apologies for making anyone listen to Stephen A. Smith. That's my bad. But you get the Marvin Lewis sticker for having no rookie starters. And this is a good one, I guess. The Trust the Process sticker, Derek.
Trust the process.
Trust the process.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, this is one hell of a process.
this is a process, all right. Hopefully some early draft picks are coming. Hopefully. Because, well, it's going to be fun to watch Evan Engram this year, I guess. Number 11, Kern River Rats from the Bakersfield Division. And this is a more, I don't know, legitimate team. But they are ranked 11th. They actually rank 11th in total redraft value, starter redraft value, and dynasty value. However, for a bright spot, Derek, you and I kind of like this team compared to consensus.
Yeah, I think that this team this team has a little bit more hope.
Well, you like Mark Ingram a lot for some reason. I like Keenan Allen compared to consensus.
Yeah, he's good. I do think Chris Hogan, at least in the beginning of the year, is going to have, I think, a better season than some people think. Now, the true test for him is going to be when Edelman comes back.
Yeah, I don't like Hogan, but you do a little bit. I don't know. I don't think this team should be ranked 11th. They are, and I apologize, but they are. But I would not rank this team 11th. Their starters, you actually have their starters ranked 7th. So you think this team is a playoff contender.
Yeah, I think there's a chance it could be. You get Ingram back, and you have Freeman, Ingram, Ryan, obviously, Keenan Allen. Now, Keenan Allen's going to need some help at wide receiver. some people are high on Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of speed, and we'll see if Garoppolo can get him the ball out there.
And one of the big hype guys this preseason already is Anthony Miller, who was picked in the second round of this rookie free agent draft.
Yeah, I got whapped on Instagram for criticizing the Bears, and I've got Anthony Miller now. We're gonna be really good.
What? He is getting a lot of buzz. And Ronald Jones was taken in the first round with the 6th pick overall. So, yeah, running back is interesting here. He's got Mark Ingram coming back from suspension eventually. Can Ronald Jones fill in early on? I mean, considering the starting configuration where they have three flex plays, He might need Ronald. I mean, he's going to need something perhaps in addition to Ronald Jones early on in the year. And I don't know what that might be. We'll see. Maybe Marquise Goodwin can start because he's got to figure something out.
Yeah. He's going to have to figure out a way to get that receiver group up and running, because if he doesn't, then it's not going to be anywhere near a playoff team.
Yeah. So total redraft value 11th, starter redraft value 11th, dynasty value 11th, but we like him a little bit more than that. Team score 4.43.
It's not a one.
It's not a one. And this is I guess what you would call a normal bad team for dynasty here. They do get the trust the process sticker for having a team score under 5. However, there are different processes. There are different processes, and this is a little bit of a different one than the first team we looked at. Number 10, Balcom Canyon Badgers, also from the Bakersfield division. Not the strongest division. This is a team that did not, unfortunately, have any first or second round rookie/free agent picks in the draft. So kind of what you're looking at is what you're looking at here. That said, there is something to write home about. Their redraft value ranks 9th overall. Their starter value ranks 8th overall, which is their highest ranking of anything. They do fall in dynasty value. So this is a team I think you should be a little bit worried about, Derek. I don't know. Average starter age 27.3.
What you mean worry about that average starting age?
Well, if you're going to be ranked 9th and 8th in redraft value, but then your dynasty value is worse.
Yeah.
Where are you going? What's the plan?
Yeah, that is concerning for sure. Yeah, there looks to be a little indecision about quarterback. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
There's a lot of guys here.
Yeah, there's a lot of dudes.
It's a lot of guys.
Why do you need 5? Why do you need 6? Why do you need AJ McCarron? Why do you need McCown? Like there's a lot of, like, there's one clear starter. You don't need 9 guys.
You know, wide receiver on this team is not good. And T.Y. Hilton's the best guy, and he's going to be 29. It's kind of like a microcosm of the team. They're not great. They have some, they're not awful. They have some players here. But the guys that they do have are a little older. Running back is not quite that way. I mean, Jerick McKinnon, Jordan Howard, and Alex Collins, 26, 24, and 24. Kind of middle of the pack in terms of age. My heart tells me that this team is in a spot of trouble. But my head thinks that maybe they can pull out of it, but they don't have the draft pick this year. They do have Quincy Enunwa, so that's good.
No, stop it. If Jordan Howard does not have a good season, this team is dead. Deader than dead.
Yes, Jordan Howard is also here. Oh, yeah. And Chris Thompson, James White. I mean, they have a relatively deep running back group, but it's not elite. They have no top-line starters anywhere.
Yeah, I mean that's obviously concerning, but yeah, you look at the rundown here, and there are a lot of bodies, but not a lot of productive players.
Yeah, I don't know. This team bums me out. I'm like sad about this team.
What?
I'm sad. They get the trust the process sticker. They get the Marvin Lewis sticker for having no rookie starters, and there is a new sticker, Derek, which the. This is a happy, happy thing, but I'm so bummed about the team, I'm not even happy about this. So it's the Hakuna Matata sticker. Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. If Pumbaa Hakuna Matata can't cheer you up, I don't know what can. So the Hakuna... oh my God. The Hakuna Matata sticker goes to the team that Derek, you and I agree on the most. We have the closest value evaluation of this team. I don't know, but it's not a good sticker if we both think they're just kind of blah.
I mean, it is not an elite team at all. It's a team with some holes in it, that's for sure.
But are they bad enough? They're not going to get a first or, you know, they're not going to get the first pick next year. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, that.
Where do you go?
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that team, the first team, is so awful that it's like circumventing the rest of the league? Like, you can't, like there's no chance you can get the number one pick based off of being awful, because there's no situation in which somebody's going to be worse than that first team.
So what you're saying is we need the commissioner really needs to install Brian Colangelo to run that team.
Yeah, I would say so.
Number 9, North Shore Nemesis from the Big Bear Division. First time we've seen a team from the Big Bear Division. So there was a trade here, and North Shore Nemesis traded away Aaron Rodgers. And in return, they got Phillip Rivers, Sammy Watkins, and two draft picks, a 2019 second and a 2019 fourth round draft pick.
Interesting.
Any that's it?
when are we gonna get by this Sammy Watkins thing?
Yeah.
Like, is that over now?
Well, and Phillip Rivers is an odd addition. I mean, he's got Drew Brees, and he traded away Aaron Rodgers, and he picked up Phillip Rivers in the deal. I guess just as insurance. Sammy Watkins doesn't move the needle too much for me, so it's really those two draft picks. Maybe I'm being harsh on Watkins. He's the 27th ranked wide receiver, so he's a starter for this team, theoretically. So we picked up a starting wide receiver who's got some upward mobility. I mean, I'm not high on Sammy Watkins, but his dynasty value is decent still. He's holding some dynasty value. I get it. I get the idea. I'm not entirely a fan. But hey, I'll say this also. This team is ranked 9th, and they traded away Aaron Rodgers, who's pretty old, and they picked up Sammy Watkins, who is 25. So I get it. And a couple draft picks. I get it. It makes sense, sort of. I wonder if he or she shopped Rodgers more if they could have done a little better. But it's not the end of the world. Not the end of the world. Rookie pick, I do like the value of Royce Freeman, getting him 10th overall. Michael Gallup early in the second round. Trey Burton and Bradley Chubb. Because, again, we have defensive players to think about. This team actually has J.J. Watt and Keanu Neal, two of the top-ranked players at their defensive positions. So this is a team that maybe gets a slight bump from IDP. But overall, Derek, and this is a team that's sort of all over the map. This is a team that has a very good bench, but the starters are not elite. So one of the bigger ranges you're going to see here, total redraft value 6th. At $186. Starter redraft value, only 10th overall at $123.
There's certain aspects of this team I like. I think that clearly the quarterback situation is very good, but there's some other spots here that I think are a little bit questionable.
It's very good for this year. It's not great going forward because Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers are 39 and 37.
Yeah.
And they only have Mitch Trubisky after that. I mean, look at the depth here, though. I mean, at running back, McCaffrey, Henry, Miller, Freeman, Lewis, Johnson, Jones.
Very good.
How many teams do you see where you get to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th ranked player at the running back position, and they still have, like, actual auction value? It doesn't happen.
No. It's one of the under the circumstances, it's one of the better groups you'll see.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of total value, they're 6th, and in terms of dynasty value, they're 5th. But the starters are just not great. They don't have a top 10 running back. They don't have a top 20 wide receiver. I don't know.
Well, I think with the receivers, I mean, obviously that. I mean, clearly that's probably where the rubber is going to meet the road with this team. I mean. There's so many like Brandon Cook, Sammy Watkins guys in the league now at receiver that can only really do like one thing. Or like the one thing they're really good at is just being fast. Like they're not, as you like to bring up from time to time, they're not like great route runners.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to hope that Devontae Parker shows up, that Nelson comes back and delivers. There's some big questions here, I think, at receiver. And, you know, look, Brandon Cooks has got to deliver. And he kind of was, you and I have talked about this before, this is his third team in three seasons. For a guy who, you know, has kind of been on the outskirts of the top 10, a little bit of a lower value this year.
Yep.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think that this team has potential to be a contender, but almost all of it is contingent upon the receivers and also to McCaffrey, because he played well last year, but he didn't like knock him dead.
Right. And this is a standard scoring league, so McCaffrey doesn't have quite the same value as a PPR, half point PPR. Team score 4.97. Still not great. They get the Trust the Process sticker and the Marvin Lewis sticker for no rookie starters. Number 8, Atlanta Arrogant Bastards from the Big Bear Division. No trades to talk of here. They did pick up Calvin Ridley with the 8th pick in the first round. Hayden Hurst with the 8th pick in the second round. And here, there's that Ito Smith in the 3rd round. This is a middling team, Derek. This is kind of a team that is searching for an identity a little bit. 8th ranked total redraft value, 9th ranked starter value. They do get a bump up in Dynasty. They ranked 6th in Dynasty at $187, thanks in part to David Njoku, Calvin Ridley, Tariq Cohen, Hurst, and Will Fuller. All those guys gain value in Dynasty compared to redraft. However, overall, just a middle-of-the-pack team. I guess the big question here, Derek, is how can this team jump from anything more than just, you know, a fringe playoff team this year?
Well, they need Elliott to have the year he had 2 years ago. Cohen is supposed to get more touches this year, so that has to pay off. And then the receivers. I don't like having Golden Tate and Marvin Jones. watching and trying to figure out how the Lions use the receivers. I don't know if anybody else feels this way. It's among the more annoying things in fantasy football.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be much of a game plan. It's just, I mean, Matt Stafford is nice, and he just sort of throws to the open guy, I guess. But there doesn't seem to be a set game plan with those guys. Will Fuller probably starting to start the year. Maybe.
I mean, that's risky.
It's either, and then, I mean, Tariq Cohen or Devontae Booker. If Booker can wrangle a starting job, I'm not sure he'll be able to. It gets sketchy. I mean, those are the positions that really have to come through for this team. And that's just assuming that Tate and Jones just sort of do what they did last year. And, yeah, Elliott, Brady are the elite players that they have been in the past. I don't know. I feel like we're having trouble, or with all the teams that we've seen so far, it's making me think that the top of the league is going to be very, very strong, because we're at the 8th ranked team and they have a team score of 5.13.
Mm-hmm.
It's not,
I mean, that's like, it's going to shoot up here significantly soon.
And they get the Marvin Lewis sticker for no rookie starters, which is a shame. So a 5.13 team score. This team is they're going to need Calvin Ridley to do something pretty big,
I think. Yep.
They do have David Njoku. I love that guy. Hopefully he'll pan out. Number 7, Silver Oak Eagles from the Bakersfield Division. And Derek, they had the 4th pick in the rookie free agent draft. They picked up Rashad Penny. Nice value there. Also got Cortland Sutton in the 2nd round, Mike Gesicki in the 2nd round, Antonio Callaway in the 3rd round. I actually like all of those picks and where they were picked. I think this team did a good job in the draft. Just taking the right guys. I mean, Cortland Sutton, we've seen him go in the 1st round, and to get him with the 4th pick in the 2nd round, that's a really nice value.
Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, you're going to need, when you're in that kind of lower half of the league, you're going to need some surprise guys to help get you out of that hole at some point. And that's, I think, one of the big question marks here moving forward for this team. Do they have enough firepower on the bench to help get them out of a tough, at least, position for the moment?
Yeah, this is the opposite of the last team that we looked at. The last team was deeper, but the starters were problematic. This team has an okay starting situation, but the bench, no good. This team is ranked 7th in starter redraft value and 10th in total redraft value. So just looking at the starting group, Derek, Dalvin Cook, Rashad Penny, maybe Marlon Mack, and that wide receiver, Michael Thomas, Adam Thielen, both top 12 wide receivers. But oh boy, does wide receiver fall off after that or what? I mean, Chris Godwin, Corey Coleman, Sutton. And I like Sutton, but I'm not sold on him this year being a big help. He's ranked as the 98th wide receiver for redraft this year. So, yeah, you don't want to be relying on him at the moment. Eric Ebron, a tight end's not a great situation either. But, yeah, you can see the starting group there is pretty legit. But after that...
Yeah, it's a good start, if you will. But yeah, after that, it's pretty much a mess. I mean, it's a lot of guys who either have proven nothing or who have injuries or who are rookies. So it's a real spotty core.
And the IDP situation not great either. They would have been good like 3 years ago. But currently, it's not looking tremendous. So, yeah, I don't know. Dynasty value is kind of in line with redraft value. We both like the starters compared to the total value of the team, so we're kind of in line with consensus. Another team, 5.19 team score. It's just there's nothing that jumps off the page with this team.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, that's one of the big struggles here. There's not a lot to hang your hat on as far as what you do well. I mean, if Cook and Penny can turn into something, that can be a big positive for them. But, yeah, a lot can go wrong here. It's funny. You look at these teams here, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, and it's so easy to see scenarios in which those teams completely fall apart.
Or is there any scenario, like, do you see scenarios where they become contenders?
Yeah. I think the Eagles are a little shaky in that regard, but some of the other teams I think could make a leap ahead of them if things kind of go their way.
See, I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like all these teams are just going to be fighting with each other for these, you know, 7, 8, 9. Like, I don't see how they get out of that treadmill situation, so I'm a little worried. There is a new sticker here, Derek, and this is a boring one. It's the tumbleweed sticker. Because they didn't get any other stickers, so they get the tumbleweed sticker. Next up, number 6, Grover Beach Scoundrels 3. I don't know what that means. Bakersfield Division. And finally, we get a little bit of a jump up. I would say there's a tier jump at this point of the league. And they had the 2 first-round draft picks, which is fun. Sony Michel, 2nd pick in the first round, and DJ Moore, 12th pick in the first round. I like that value. Interesting that they went with Sony Michel instead of Darius Geist. Geist more of the consensus number 2 pick at the moment. Michel, of course, is that situation darling, Derek. Everybody loves picking up the Patriots rookie running back.
Of course.
Lots of potential points there. And also worth mentioning, Traquan Smith, who has had a big camp for the Saints, picked up in the 4th round, a nice sleeper pick there. Total redraft.
Can we go back in time? I mean, there's no one's crazy enough to do a track on this. Can we go back in time and measure the guys who people said had great camps and see if they actually had great seasons?
I love Tajay Sharp. I will always love Tajay Sharp. All right? I know that's what this is all about. This is just
no, it's not about that.
Roundabout Tajay Sharp trash session from you. I'm not falling to that level, Derek.
Like someone, one of the reporters on, I think it was CBS Sports, tweeted that Aaron Rodgers had thrown three interceptions in practice. And his follow-up tweet was like, there's no need for concern. Like, why should you have to say that about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. You're preaching to the choir. I get it.
People are really weird about training camp. Really weird.
That said, I'll be picking Traquan Smith in every draft this year. Because I always fall for it. Total redraft value, Derek, they rank 5th. Starter redraft value, they rank 6th. Still have not cracked the $200 mark for total redraft value, $200 cap. So this is still a team that's under that mark, which is unfortunate. Total dynasty value, they actually fall back to 8th. And if you want to know why, I can tell you. It is because of, let's see. Dynasty fallers here. Julio Jones, Larry Fitzgerald, Doug Baldwin, Delanie Walker, Robbie Anderson. Yeah, you can see why this team falls back in terms of dynasty. They have a lot of guys who, I mean, Julio Jones is the poster child right now of, you know, he's great. He's still one of the top wide receivers right now, but the end of the line is in sight for his dynasty value.
Yes, sir.
So that's an interesting player. And when you pair it with this team, which is, again, 5th, 6th, 8th, those kind of rankings, you start to wonder, is it time? I mean, I don't know how long this team has had Julio Jones, but there might be an emotional attachment to Julio. That's a big meatball to consider.
Well, one thing we've talked about in or at least noticed in other leagues that we've done so far, there have been a lot of trades involving
Julio. Yeah. And that's why. And this team actually, Derek, also interesting. You like this team a lot compared to consensus. You have this team ranked 4th for total value. So that is not your favorite team compared to consensus, but one of your favorite teams compared to consensus. And specifically, you are high on guys like Jarvis Landry. We both like Deshaun Watson compared to consensus. You actually like Robbie Anderson, I guess, as an affront to Quincy Enunwa, my boy.
Oh, yeah. He's going to wash old Quincy out of New York, out of Gotham.
Old? Quincy's not old. Team score, 5.6. No new stickers here, but they do get the old man sticker for having an old team, at least an old starting group, and the Marvin Lewis sticker for no rookie starters, which we – it's like a broken record here. Number 5. Valley Ridge Force from the Big Bear Division. And this team, Derek, is intriguing because they, again, they fall back in no one has cracked the $200 mark yet, which is interesting. Actually, I like this team a little bit. So, first of all, the rookie free agent pickups here, Lamar Jackson, 7th overall, Kalen Ballage, a very interesting running back in the with the 7th pick in the 2nd round. One of the if you're a Football Outsider advanced metrics kind of guy or gal, then you will like Kalen Ballage. I think he's 2nd or 3rd in terms of speed score. So an interesting prospect there. And Jordan Akins, another interesting prospect, the Houston tight end, who I just read was going to be involved in a lot of those two tight end sets that Houston is planning on running this year. They have a lot of tight ends there.
Oh, all about that play action, man. Mm-hmm. Working those tight ends off the play action.
Total redraft value 7th. Starter redraft value 5th. So that's what's interesting about this group. Another team that, if you don't pay attention to the bench, they look pretty good. I mean, they look like a big, I wouldn't say contender, but right on the fringe of being a contender. On the backs of David Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green, Andrew Luck even. Those are legit guys. I mean, when you have David Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins and A.J. Green, you're competitive in a 12-team league.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. You have a chance to win potentially every week because of that.
Now, the question is, can any of the bench support cast do anything? Because it falls off pretty quickly. Jamison Crowder's the primary backup wide receiver, and Marshawn Lynch is a starter, I guess, which leaves Rex Burkhead and Kalen Ballage there. It gets a little iffy.
Good night.
Yeah, it gets a little iffy. So injuries would derail this team. Any kind of bust play, like if AJ Green has a problem. And that's the other thing about this team, Derek. AJ Green and David Johnson both have pretty extensive injury histories. But if everything goes right, this is one of those if everything goes right teams. If everything goes right for this team, I think they have a chance of competing, of contending even.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, if Luck can have a big bounce back year, I mean, the team to me hinges on Luck and Johnson. If those two can have maybe not their top seasons, but, you know, certainly top 10 seasons, then, you know, you're looking at a competitive team because you figure Hopkins is going to do his thing. You figure AJ Green's going to do his thing. Yeah, I mean, it's there's a chance this team could be pretty productive. I don't love the tight end situation, obviously. That's not ideal by any stretch.
Another team that's old and has no rookie starters. Number four, North County Triads. And I guarantee you, Derek, we're going to start to get more exciting. This is another little tier jump, I would say, between the fifth team and the fourth team. And this is a team that picked up Darius Geis in the rookie draft, along with DJ Chark in the second round, Christian Kirk in the second round. That's nice value for Christian Kirk. We've seen him go early in the second round. He was the 11th pick in the second round here. And I'm trying to get this nickname rolling, E Street Brown. E Street Brown. Get it?
If he scores some touchdowns, then yeah.
I feel a little bit like Chris Berman coming up with corny nicknames based on 20, 30, 40-year-old references. Anyway, total redraft value here. We finally cracked 200 at $220, ranked fourth. Starter redraft value also ranked fourth. Dynasty value ranked fourth. So pretty consistently the fourth-ranked team in most of the metrics that we look at. Yeah, team score 7.16. I mean, this is a more legit team overall, I think. I don't think you have to say if everything goes right, this team is going to contend. I think this is a team that has some leeway. They should expect to be a contender, barring, you know, a bunch of unfortunate injuries or something like that. Just looking at the starters real quick, Kareem Hunt, Melvin Gordon, Darius Geis, Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver is where it sort of falls off, and that's going to be the difference between this team being elite and just sort of a solid playoff team. It's going to really come down to those wide receivers.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, when you have, outside of Odell Beckham, a huge question mark after question mark after question mark, yeah, you leave yourself open for some bad things to happen down the road. You know, you have some added fantasy value with Newton being able to run, but with the receivers, yeah, I mean, that's the whole shooting match right there. I mean, that's not good on paper past Beckham.
IDP, we haven't talked about it a ton, but IDP does look pretty good here. He's got CJ Mosley at linebacker and then Aaron Donald and Joey Bosa at defensive line.
Soon to be holdout.
And
well, longer holdout, I should.
Yeah, maybe. And Jalen Ramsey's just too good at football to be a good IDP player, so that's a shame. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is a good team. I like this team. They're not quite there. They're kind of in a tier of their own, I think, once we get to the third. Yeah, the third through first ranked teams, they jump up quite a bit. But this is not an easy out. They're gonna be competitive.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing for them. I mean, they have a chance because of who is on the roster to be competitive throughout. But to win it, they're going to need some breaks. There's no doubt about that.
They get the tumbleweed sticker again. No other stickers for this team. Number three, Tasmania Devils from the Bakersfield Division. And this is a team that has quite a bit going for it, including a total redraft value of $294, a huge jump up. Ranks third in that metric. Starter redraft value also third at 197. A nice bench value, Derek. $97 for that bench. That's one of the higher amounts we've looked at. And they do get a slight bump up in dynasty value. They rank third in that as well. The big change here, or the big, I guess, digression from number three, is your total value. You have this team ranked as your number one ranked total value team. And that is due in part to Carson Wentz, Josh Gordon, Carlos Hyde, Jamal Williams, Davante Adams. You like all those guys compared to consensus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think there's a lot of young talent. Adams is undervalued a little bit to me, typically. I mean, eight is probably – that's kind of close to where he's going to be, I think. Hill is going to be interesting this year because we haven't talked a ton about Patrick Mahomes. I mean, some people think he's just going to walk in and just burn down the AFC.
Yeah, he certainly has his supporters. He looked good in the preseason last year. Of course, Mark Sanchez looked good when he was in the preseason his first year too. So I don't know exactly what you can take away from that, but they're giving him the reins. They're giving him the reins there. I just, the thing with me with Tyreek Hill is he just had so many long touchdowns last year that there's just going to be a regression with the long touchdowns. There just is. It's just like Chris Johnson after his 2009 season. Like, even though his 2010 season was really great, it was still a really good year. He just didn't get all those luck. They're kind of lucky, those long touchdowns. And when you lose four or five of those long touchdowns, then suddenly your overall ranking drops a few spots. So,
yeah, for sure.
That's my problem with Tyreek Hill. But, yeah, this is a good team. We're going to get to the elite teams momentarily. I wouldn't go number one in total value like you have. You've gone a little overboard, I think.
Oh, well, come on. Yeah. Why not?
You're crazy. This group got Kerryon Johnson in the first round of the rookie free agent draft. Also picked up Dallas Goedert. And I don't know. Anything else here?
I think this team is in the running for sure to be a big-time contender. But there are some questions. If Wentz isn't back fully, that's a concern. Obviously, I think, you know, are you concerned a little bit about Kamara coming back down to earth?
A little bit, but especially with Mark Ingram being suspended early on. I don't know. Alex Smith is the primary backup. He's also got Garoppolo and Mahomes. I don't know. I'm not super worried about Wentz. I think he can wait on that situation. We do have a couple helmet stickers to get to, and this will relate to the things we were just talking about. The first one, the Joe Montana Remembrance sticker.
When I experience masculine itching, I reach for extra strength Itch Stopper Plus.
So that is Joe Montana in a TiVo commercial talking about masculine itch.
Masculine itch.
That's okay. One of Derek's favorite players ever, Joe Montana. So
disgrace.
This is the sticker that goes to the highest Derek to consensus ratio team. So Derek, we already talked about it a little bit, but this is your team. This is the team you think is going to win it all, or at least be right there.
Yeah, I mean, look, you have the potential. I always think you need a couple of things to win and compete in the league. Number one, you need more than one guy who can make a big play and make a big, 50-yard plus play. And they have a couple of those guys, Kamara, Fournette. They have a guy who can give you steady yardage in Hyde, potentially, assuming the Browns don't be the Cleveland Browns this year, which obviously is a 50-50 proposition. Uh-huh. Adams, I believe Adams led the league in touchdown receptions. I'll have to go look that up. Not last year, but the year before.
Yeah, and then I don't think it was an impressive number. I think it was just a weird year.
Yeah, and Hill, look, if you can, you may not get those long TDs that you got last year, but that's his game. So you're going to get some of them if you don't get all of them.
Well, you're wrong, and that brings us to the next sticker, the Civil War sticker.
Whoa, what have we here? Here we go. Derek dropping the gloves with Andy. 15 against 15.
So I Googled Derek and I searched on YouTube, Derek Andy Fight, and that's what came up. It was a hockey fight between a guy named Andy something or another and a guy named Derek something or another. So I did some smooth audio editing. So it just sounds like people commentating about us fighting. Just nice, I think. So that goes to the team that you and I disagree on the most. That would be because you are oddly high on this team.
Really, what do you mean oddly high?
It's a nice team. It's a good team. It's just not the number one team.
We'll see.
Next up, number two, Boston Ivory Tower from the Big Bear Division. And they got Saquon Barkley with the first overall pick. So that's good.
Another day at the office.
Total redraft value, they rank second. Starter redraft value, they rank second. Dynasty value, they rank second. They pretty much rank second across the board for everything. So just looking at some of the specifics here, Russell Wilson, pretty good. Saquon Barkley and LeSean McCoy. Now, this is with LeSean McCoy actually playing this year and having a normal year. We don't know for a fact that's going to happen, but so far it's been pretty quiet. I guess he's going to have a normal year.
Well, you think he's going to have a normal year?
Well, I haven't heard anything otherwise. I haven't heard anything about him being suspended.
No. I get nervous when you don't hear anything that makes me think something's going to happen.
Although
the NFL is specializing right now in not talking about things. Mm. So do we know where Roger Goodell is?
Heard him in a long time.
I mean, the season's going to start. I mean, obviously he'll be in Philadelphia at the beginning of the year, but Jesus, come on.
Wide receiver here is really nice. Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Stephon Diggs, Alshon Jeffrey. So four top 20 wide receivers, including the number one in Antonio Brown. Travis Kelce, the number two tight end. I don't know, Derek. I'm trying to find something to not like here, and there's not much.
Well, look, it's a good team. There's no doubt about that. But if they lose McCoy, that's going to be a problem. Drake, I think, has potential to be pretty good this year. If Miami gets its act together. And then the receivers, 1, 2, 3, 4, solid.
Yeah.
It's a good team.
If there's anything to poke a hole in here, it would be the running back, sort of the overall depth at running back. And as much as I love Saquon and everyone loves Saquon, he is a little bit of an unknown.
Right.
Yes, I think he's going to be excellent. Yes, most people think he's going to be excellent, but I don't want to bring up Trent Richardson too many times, but we have seen high draft prospects everyone think is going to be elite, and they turn out to not quite be elite. So there is room for running back issues on this team. I'm not predicting that. I'm just, playing devil's advocate a little bit. Yeah, 9.2 team score. Not much to complain about.
Yeah, it's a solid team. I mean, I may have overstepped my bounds with team number three.
Starters are a little old outside of Saquon. When you look at LeSean McCoy, Russell Wilson, both of those guys over 30, Antonio Brown over 30. So there are some older players on this team, although I think they're going to be fine this year. Just something to think about going forward. So they have the old man sticker for average starter age over 28. Number one, Bear Lake Berserkers from the Big Bear Division. And this is the team that was on the other side, Derek, of that Aaron Rodgers deal. So they picked up Aaron Rodgers. They traded away a couple draft picks. They traded away Sammy Watkins and Phillip Rivers. But they got Aaron Rodgers in return. So definitely for the team that is ranked number one, picking up the number one quarterback, even if it comes at the expense of some youth and some draft picks going forward, makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. You look at how this team is constructed, it fits in. And, hey, it has a little bit of everything. That's for sure. Now, I'm going to shoot some bullet holes in this roster when we get further down, but we'll get there.
you just are trying to defend your pick of the number three team there. So rookie free agent picks here, Nick Chubb, third pick in the first round. Actually had two first-round picks. which is nice if you're the number one ranked team anyway. Also picked up Baker Mayfield at the end of the first round to go along with Marcus Mariota and, of course, Aaron Rodgers. That's decent. Also picked up Josh Rosen in the second round. So solidifying that quarterback position for years to come, seemingly, to go along with a roster that is darn good. Darn good. I mean, running back led team here. Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, Joe Mixon, even Tevin Coleman, and then the rookie Nick Chubb as your sort of fifth most valuable running back. Not too shabby. Now, wide receiver, I know where you're going to poke holes, Derek, and it's going to be at wide receiver. Amari Cooper's the number one ranked wide receiver here. I got
a hot take for you.
He's 15th overall.
After you're done.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
There are no number one receivers on this team.
Well, yes, I guess that depends on what you think about Amari Cooper.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
What if I told you I wouldn't be shocked if Corey Davis had a better season than Amari Cooper?
Ooh, I'd like that. I wouldn't be. Well, I don't know if that's just because you really hate Amari Cooper.
I'm so down on him after his year last season.
This team, and Gronk is here also, and the defense is not great, but whatever. They rank number one in redraft value, number one in starter value, number one in dynasty value, number one in my total and starter value, number one in your starter value. The only problem here, they rank number three in your total value.
Well,
the only bugaboo.
Yeah, I can see that, but there's some question marks on this team at receiver. I think that's the big issue. Tight end is pretty good. I can't argue with that, but you know, quarterback strong, running back strong-ish.
What are you kidding? That's elite.
Number
one and number two ranked running backs, and they're strong-ish?
Strong-ish.
You're crazy. That's nuts.
And the receivers are not strong.
You're loopy. Yeah, yes. If there's an issue with this team, it comes at wide receiver, although I'm higher on on Amari Cooper than consensus, which actually brings us to the one sticker that we have not heard yet, which is the Anquan Boldin Memorial.
Watching Anquan Boldin highlights is probably one of my favorite things. Oops, fires me up.
So that's the Anquan Boldin Memorial sticker, which goes to the team with the highest Andy to consensus ratio. Anquan Boldin, my favorite player ever. So I am high on this team, even compared to consensus. And consensus is high on this team already. But when you look at guys like, who do I like? Well, Nick Chubb I like. Joe Mixon I like. Corey Davis I like. I'm higher on Aaron Rodgers and Amari Cooper than consensus. So there's a lot I like on this team, even above what consensus would say. Derek, you are more or less in line with consensus, so whatever.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Whew. All right. So that's the Get a Life Football League, 12-1. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. We do appreciate you sharing your league with us. And again, thanks to Rob. You can follow me on Twitter at RateMyLeague. Derek, where can they follow you?
Derek Jones 79 on the Twitter. Derek, D-E-R-E-K Jones 79.
Okay. Only person who takes like 15 seconds to tell people his Twitter handle. I don't get it. But whatever. So this is a fun league. Should be especially competitive at the top there. Actually, it's going to be very competitive, I think, from like 7 to 9 or 10 or 11. Just, I don't know who's going to emerge from that and maybe make the playoffs. We'll see. But certainly at the top of the heap, some very interesting, strong, elite teams. I think certainly those top three teams can all lay claim to being perhaps the number one team. We shall see at the end of the season. But yeah, thanks again and have a good season.
Good luck, guys.